Is there a sort of key lesson or thought or reflection that you would like to, from your time in Kirkcaldy Baptist, that you would like to pass forward to us now to think on and reflect on?
Well, what began for me in my, excuse me, I'm holding my throat to stop the tremor. What began for me in Cathcart has gone on ever since then. It's actually becoming quite a big thing in my current agenda. Is this, I know it can sound trite to say it, but this concept of love as a Christian challenge. You know better than I do that the New Testament word, especially chosen for love, was agape. Interesting that it was a bit of a nondescript word at the time, but the church invested it with a whole fresh lot of meaning, a range of meaning, more than a dozen times in the New Testament. We're invited to love one another, more than a dozen times. I think we were told once, maybe twice at most, to be born again. The contrast is quite stark. And I've been studying this idea of love, agape love, with the idea that love is basically the commitment to growth. You make more of the other person. The book of Job, where God says to the accuser, "Have you considered my servant Job? There's no one like him." I wonder if sometimes more of that from us about others would be helpful. The contrast to that kind of love is the word shame, which diminishes. So Christian love enhances the other, and shame diminishes. And that to me is a simple rule of thumb to check what I'm doing. Do other people think better of this person because I've spoken about them, or do they think less of them because I've spoken of them? That would be love one another. The
That's
apostle
incredibly
John,
rich,
yeah,
and
it is, isn't it?
I'm so grateful for that. It's just
Yeah.
rich and wonderful. I was sharing with the church in a sermon well back that I had this recollection of the Elder John in the church in Ephesus.
Yeah.
That he when he was be in his later years, when he was being when he could no longer walk and he's being carried in and out of the church in this and the shoulders of others on a chair or whatever. He would always shout back in, "Love one another, love one another." That's
Right.
it. That's all he said. Love one
That's all.
another. And you're doing something similar to us, Chris, as well. You're shouting back to love one another. I love
Yeah,
that. That's fantastic.
however great and complex and developed we may become, beyond that, there's this simple message, love one another.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Chris, thank you so much for this. And
You're very
this
welcome.
will go up on our website and different ways and stuff like that. I appreciate you so much taking the time to do this and to share with us. So
Super.